The Public Accounts Committee is holding its last regional sitting in Cape Coast. The committee will be considering the report of the Auditor General on the accounts of district assemblies and the management and utilization of statutory and other funds by district assemblies from 1st January 2005 to 31st December 2007. Our central regional correspondent Kofi Sichiyama was at the sitting and filed this report for Radio Ghana.
The Central Regional Public Account Hearing is the last in the series. It is aimed at bringing governance to the doorsteps of Ghanaians. The Public Account Committee will be considering the report of the Auditor General on the accounts of district assemblies in Western and Central regions. The chairman of the Public Account Committee, Ken Dapa, disclosed that it is not a court sitting, but rather a fact-finding mission, which is endorsed by Parliament. He urged officials who come to the committee to be transparent so that certain anomalies and challenges confronting the financial accounts of the assemblies can be solved. Mr. Dapa noted that there are punitive sanctions for people who embezzle state funds. He also cautioned directors of the assemblies to take action when people are caught in financial malfeasance. This, according to him, is obligatory by law. The Central Regional Minister, Madam Ama Benyuado, commended the committee for their selfless dedication to this important national assignment. She said the public account sittings has a strong potential to deepen the decentralization program. This move will also help government realize its objective of improving the developmental agenda to better the lot of the people. Madam Benyuado called on the various assemblies and state agencies to resource internal audit units for them to perform their duties effectively. She assured the committee that her outfit would monitor the deliberations and will act swiftly on the outcomes. Some of the assemblies which attended today's sittings are Ewutu Nfantiman, Esikuma Odobim Brakwa, Abra Asebu. The rest are Commander Edina Eguafo Ebrim, Cape Coast Municipal, and Asin North. Some of the assemblies were not able to give credible accounts of certain dealings of the assemblies, especially on overdue salaries advances, expenditure for the MP's fund, payment without contract certificates, among others. Mr. Kendapa discharged them to reappear with accurate and transparent audit reports. He urged all financial officers to be abreast of the financial audit law so as to nip some of this financial misappropriation in the bud. The committee will complete its work on Monday, October 10th.
Kofi Sichiyama's report.